Be'ezer Hashem Mizbeach, we begin Perek Chamishi, the fifth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Beis HaMikdash, the laws of entering into the Beis HaMikdash in the Sefer Avodah, where the Rambam in this Perek discusses the obligation of Kiddush Adam Reglaim, sanctifying one's hands and feet before one does the Avodah. As Rambam begins Ha'alocha Aleph, talking about the general positive commandment. Mitzvah say, there's a positive commandment, Lekadosh Kohen Ha'ovid, that the Kohen is coming to do the Avodah, to do the service, to sanctify Yodav V'Raglav, his hands and his feet, and then they should do the Avodah. Shalom makes the pasuk in Shemais, "Barachat so Aharon uvanav," that Aaron and his sons will wash mimenu from it esidim misraglim, their hands and their feet. Now, b'kayin sha'avid like kiddush at the beraglim shachris, b'kayin does the service and he doesn't sanctify his hands and feet in the morning. Chayim misav deishanayim, he's liable for death at the hands of heaven. Shalom makes in the pasuk, "Yichatzu ma'im loyim musu," they shall wash with water and not die. Which the inference obviously is that if they don't, then there is death. And Vavidas Ipsula, his service is invalid, Ben Kohen Godel, Ben Kohen Hedger, whether it's the high priest or a regular Kohen. Now, Halacha Bezim 9, Shavidas Ipsula, says the Ram, how do you know that the Avodah that he does is invalid? Kashanem, it says over there in the Pasuk, Chukas Oilam Loilu Zaroi, that it's an everlasting statute for him and for his descendants. Now, regarding another context, regarding wearing Kohanic garments, it says Chukas Oilam, an everlasting statute. So they both say Chukas Oilam, so we compare. Just like by the context of not wearing the Kohanic garments, it desecrates the Avodah Kamashivan, like we had explained in the 10th parak in Halachas claiming the Shalacha Dalin. So to someone who did not wash his hands and feet before he did the Avodah, it desecrates the Avodah. Now, Halacha Gimel the Rama qualifies that the obligation of washing is specifically once in the morning. The Kohen does not have to sanctify his hands and feet between every single act of service he does that day. Rather, one time he sanctifies it in the morning, and he could continue doing the service that whole day throughout the whole night. Now, however, there are certain invalidations in the Kiddush Adam Reglaim. Vahu, and that is Shalayetim in the Migdash, that he shouldn't leave the temple, Vahayishin, he shouldn't go to sleep, Vahayatalmayim, and that he didn't urinate, Vahayisichtaite, and he didn't lose consciousness from his state of sanctity. But Vimasa Echel Ma'arbatan, but if he did one of these four things, Tzachlach Zalakadish, then he has to go ahead and re sanctify his hands and his feet. Now, Halacha Dalt. Yotzim in the Migdash, let's say he went out of the temple, Vahazav Avad, and he came back, he did that by the Vahayi Kiddush, and he didn't re sanctify himself. So, Imloyisichtaite, if he didn't remove his consciousness from his status, then Avodasik Shera. Then the Avodah is valid. The reason is because this is a question in the Gemara in Zvachim which was not resolved. So initially one should re-sanctify, but after the fact, because of that doubt, the Rambam says that it's going to be a valid Avodah. And now, Vetzahak Loholi B'Migdash, and this was the rule in the Beis HaMikdash. Ein Odom Nichnas Lazar L'Avodah, a person cannot enter to the courtyard to do the Avodah, even though he's tar, until he goes ahead and he goes and he immerses himself because of a way of reminding himself to make sure that he's actually tar. Now, and some have halacha he over here, some have it a little bit further. Now, whoever goes and defecates, where he relieves himself, where the terminology of mesich is like a tree that covers over the ground, because when the person has to defecate, so he kneels on his knees and he covers his body and his legs. So toin tefillah, he also has to immerse himself. And b'chalamit l'mayim, however he urinates, toin kiddush dam reglayim, that's as we said before, and that's where this came in, he requires to sanctify his hands and his feet. And that's because of the droplets of the urine that fall on his feet, he has to sanctify his feet. And because of the droplets which he gets rid of with his hands, therefore, he has to sanctify his hands. Some have halacha hay over here. Yotzechutz l'chayim esazar. Let's say he went out of the walls of the courtyard of the Ezra Sisrael, which is called the Azara. So imlishes b'chutz yatzah, and this is where we're qualifying these four invalidations. If he delayed outside when he went out, if that was his intent, so then kishachayzer tarn tevila. Then when he comes back, he has to do a tevila because of that lack of consciousness, of the possibility of becoming tummy. Then lags a miyad yotza. But if let's say he went out to come back right away, then kishachayzer toin kiddush adam reglaim levad. That's like we made the difference between defecating and urinating with tefillah and with kiddush adam reglaim. Something over here is when he left, which is one of the problems that we spoke about before. If it was for a long time, he requires tefillah. If it's just for a short amount of time, then when he comes back, he only requires kiddush adam reglaim. Now, v'mloy tavo, v'loy kiddush, v'avad. Let's say, whether it be that he went out for a long time or he was going out for a short time, and he didn't immerse himself, and he didn't sanctify, and he did avoid it. But since ultimately he did not remove his consciousness, he didn't defecate, didn't urinate, avodasik shera, the avoda is going to be valid. Now, let's say he just stuck out his hand out of the walls of the Azar, then he doesn't have to even initially go ahead and re-sanctify his Yidayim and his Reglayim. If his hands became tummy with a rabbinic tumma, which only contaminates his hands and not his body, so matpilon, that's a stringency by kachim that one requires a tevila, he has to immerse his hands, vein tyrus, and then they're tahar, vein the tzarch lags lekadosh, and it doesn't require to go ahead and re-sanctify his yudayim v'zraglayim. Nit magufor, let's say his body became tummy, bachilas, acholin, tmein, by eating impure foods, or shasias, mashkin, tmein, or by drinking impure beverages, v'tavol, and he immersed himself. Although, because these are rabbinic tumas, so therefore it doesn't require to become tar for sundown, but still he has to go ahead and re-sanctify his hands and feet after he has the tefillah, because maybe already he was masiach das, he already moved his consciousness, because he knew that he's not fit at these moments for the avayda, and because of the hesach das, he would require keter dam reglayim. And as the Rambam explains, Shekol Taival, because all those who have a tefillah that require sundown, which they're most definitely Mekadosh Yod Avod Aglav, he has to first sanctify his hands and feet, Ve'achach Eved, and do the Avodah, where, in contrast to, let's say, where he defecates, although he requires a tefillah, as we said before, but if not for the fact of droplets on his feet, he doesn't require Kiddush Adam Reglayim, because that tefillah is not because of Tumah. But any of that which is because of Tumah, where he's Masiach Das, so then he requires a new Kiddush Adam Reglayim. Now, Bimlei Kiddush, but if he didn't do Kiddush, since ultimately he didn't remove his consciousness, if that's the case. So then, which this is again a question that's unresolved in the Gemara, and out of doubt, the Rambam says that it's not going to invalidate the Avodah. Halacha Zayin, Kohen Gadol, Shlei Tovel, if a high priest does not immerse himself with the Kiddush Vidaklim, and he did not sanctify his hands and feet, the begodim, between the changing of the garments, which he does 5 times on Yom Kippurim, or Ben Avodah L'Avodah, or between the acts of service, where there's the 5 sanctifications that he does from the Big Day Zav to the Big Day Lavan on B'Yom Kippurim and Yom Kippurim, and V'Avodah does the Avodah without those tefillahs and without the Kiddush Darmek Lion, Avodasik Shera, it's still going to be a valid Avodah, because Hoy V'Oisna tefillahs V'Kiddush, because those immersions and those sanctifications that he does in Yom Kippurim, Einon Shavim Ba'Aron V'Banav, that's not equivalent, that's not for all, for Aaron and his sons, it's only for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim. Now, the Nemer, it says in the Pasuk, V'rochot Aharon Avon of Mimenu, that Aaron and his sons, they're going to wash from it, from the Kir, and he's going to do Kiddush Adam Reglayim. That's Davar Shavah B'chol Kahanam Akam. That's only something that's the equivalent by all Kahanam. That's integral. Shur Kiddush Rishon, which that's only the first sanctification of the day, that they all have to do, that is something that would be a requirement in the Avodah being valid. Here, although there's a mitzvah sase, but if he didn't do it, the avodah is still going to be kasher. Halacha ches, kiddush yodav hayon. Let's say he sanctified his hands today. So achlachz l'kaddush l'mocha, he has to go ahead and re-sanctify them the next day. Afa b'shleishn kol ha'layla, even though he didn't sleep the whole night. The reason is she'idayim nifsalis b'lina, because the hands become invalidated from its sanctification by being left out overnight. Now, kiddush b'layla, let's say he sanctified his hands and his feet at nighttime, v'hikta achalavim kol ha'layla, and he sacrificed the fats all night long, which they were done on the mizbech all night long. Tzarech la'az l'kaddish b'yimla, but the same, he has to go ahead and re-sanctify them in the morning for the service of the next day. Now, however, halacha tes, kiddush yodav v'ragel b'l'tumas ha'deshem, but if he sanctifies his hands and his feet for the removal of a pile of from the ashes, which is an elevation, a truma of those ashes, although he's going and doing sanctification before the sunrise, he does not have to go and re-sanctify after the daybreak. Because in the beginning of the service, when he's sanctifying, because the Trumas Hadeshen, although it's still nighttime, is the beginning of the service of the daytime, and therefore that would qualify for that day's Kiddush Adam Reglayim ready. Now, Halacha Yud, the Rambam qualifies. Where is this water taken from? How does one do this? So, Mitzvah L'Kaddish M'mihakir. The mitzvah is to sanctify from the Kir, which was a special water basin in the base of Mikdash, to sanctify from those waters. the Mekidish Ma'achad Mekle HaShar is now be sanctified from one of the other service vessels, there is a question that's also going to be valid. Now, but Kle HaChoyel in Mekachim, but a mundane vessel that with one wash his hands and feet would not sanctify him. Kiddush B'Kli Shar is because now if he sanctifies with a service vessel out of the Azar, or in a mundane vessel in the Azar, that's going to be invalid Avodah. That's not considered a valid Kiddush. And the imakach metecha kir ubitech klershas. One cannot sanctify his hands in the water basin or in some other service vessel. El mehen has to come from them. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Berdochas Aaron b'vandem mimenu," like recorded before, that Aaron and his sons wash from it, v'lebitecha, not in it. But if one sanctified inside and he did the avoda, it did not desecrate the avoda. Halacha yidalf hitpul yodah beragav me'mikvah. He immersed his hands and feet in the waters in a mikvah. In gathered waters, even in a stream, in a spring, in the Kiddush Klal, that's not considered the halacha of sanctifying one's hands and feet. That's Sheichetz Pakeli until he washes in a vessel. Uvuchol Klei HaKadosh Mekadshin, and with all service vessels one could sanctify, Bein Sheish Ben Revias, Bein Sheim Ben Revias, whether if it has a Revias of a Loig or whether it doesn't have, as Ram is going to shortly explain, how much has to be coming from, but the vessel itself, even if it doesn't contain a Revias. Now, halacha yud beis. Now, kol ha-mim is k'shem le-kiddush. All waters are valid waters for the kiddush. Bein mayim chayim, whether what's called living waters, spring water, bein mei mikvah, whether gathered waters from the rain. But actually, shtam marim, as long as it didn't change from its appearance, from its color, eliyu kamayim ha-kshem le-tili, rather it should be like water, which is valid for tevila in the mikvah, for immersion. Now, tit ha-nodik, regarding mud that's thin, which could be poured from vessel to vessel, Shapara Sheikh Bashman where a cow would bend over and drink from, even though it's mud, mashlam mekir, that could supplement the kir waters. Which they call that's the rule, kula mashlam me mikvah, mashlam mekir, whatever could supplement for the mikvah waters, supplements also for the waters of the kir. Halacha yigimul kama maim tsuch and lis bakir. Now how much water has to be in the kir? In pachas mikadeh lekadosh mimena arba kahanim cannot be less than the amount that you need to sanctify the hands and the feet of four kahanim. Shemak says in the pasuk, Aaron uvanim, Aaron and his sons. Which, besides Aaron, you had Lazar, the Isamur, Upinchas Imam, not that he had passed away. So there was these three, Hari Abba, that's four, that have to be the amount of waters that could be used. Halacha Yadal, make Kir Nefsalim Balinam. The Kir waters become invalidated by being left out overnight, just like one's hands. Like we explained this in the third parak in Hilchos Beis Bechira, Halacha Yadchas. So the kids are oisin. So what did they do? The water would become problematic after every day. So, Meshaka Naisa B'mei Mikvah, Oibamayim, what they would do, they would submerge actually the waters of the Kir in the waters of a Mikvah or in the spring. Well, the Mochamal Naisa, and the next day they would bring it up. Oibamal Naisa B'chol Yom B'Buk, or they would refill it every single morning in the morning, but again, it couldn't have been the same leftover waters. Now, Halacha Tazov Hayom Sha'asa Shlema, the sea, so to speak, it's like the pool that Shlema Melech made, Kimikvah, it was like a Mikvah, which therefore you could submerge the waters inside of it. And the reason because there was a stream of water that went through it from the spring of Ein Etim. Therefore, its waters did not become invalidated, but been left out overnight like the waters of the Kir, because it wasn't detached waters, it's connected to the ground. And actually, from those waters, they would fill up for the Kir. Now, Halacha Dezayin Ram tells us, how exactly is the Avodah of Kiddush done? Ketzad mitzvah kiddush. How is the mitzvah of sanctification done? So manich yodah hayamanas agabiragli yamanas. The kohen would put his right hand on his right leg, the yodah smalas agabiragli smalas, and his left hand on his left leg. B'sheicha mekadosh, and he bent down and sanctified like that together. Chalachitzes betfila chitz bekiddush adam. Whatever is considered interposition when one has the table in the mikvah, that would be considered a chatzitza by sanctification of the hands. And the inimakadosh kushriyesh, we cannot sanctify as he's sitting, because the kiddush is like a service. And an avoid could only be done standing, like it says in the pasuk in the bar, lamed l'shar, is to stand, to serve. Now, halach yitzayin b'chalo oivid v'hu yeshiv. Anyone that's sitting, which including the kiddush, and he's sitting, chil, he desecrates, v'avidah sepsulem, the avoid, the service is invalid. But v'ein alaik, it doesn't get lashes, nishasar shalei m'chalo asehi, because this prohibition is inferred from a positive commandment, which doesn't get lashes. Anyone who's engaged in the service of the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash has to be standing and has to be on the floor. And if there was something in between him and the floor, standing on a vessel, like a behemoth, or an animal, or a ragli chaver on his friend's foot, puzzle, it's invalidating. Let's say something is in between his hand and the vessel that he's serving with. Possible. It's invalidation. Furthermore, the service can only be done with the right hand. The mavid basmavid does with the left hand. So it's invalid. But vein leike doesn't get lashed because it's not an explicit prohibition in the Torah. Let's say as ragla achas al kli v'ragla achas al ritzvah. Let's say one foot is on the vessel, but the other foot is on the floor. Or ragla achas al evan, ragla achas al ritzvah. One foot is on a stone and one foot is on the floor. So right, we see like this. Kol sheli not lakli oyha evan, that if the vessel or the stone would be removed, yochel lamal ragla achas, he'd be able to stand on that one foot which is on the floor. Then it's a valid avoid. It's like as if he's standing on the floor. But if Mlav wouldn't be able to support himself with that one foot on the floor, then it's like he's really on that other thing, and avodah subsula. And if his avodah is possible, because that chatzitza. Now let's say kibul b'min. Let's say he received that vessel in his right hand, usmo masayate, but his left hand is supporting his right hand. Avodah sikshera, then the service is valid. We don't pay attention to that which is called assisting. Since the primary is the right hand, the left hand that's only assisting is not going to invalidate. Halach yidal, nisnadudu evin me'avne azara. If one of the stones of the stone of the floor of the courtyard became dislodged, leyamad alei b'shas avoda, should not stand there during the service, asher techuba b'artz, until it becomes reattached to the ground, because again it has to be considered part of the floor and now it's really detached. But v'mavad, if he did do the avoda sekshera, his avoda would be valid, since ultimately it is in its place, although it's dislodged, the avoda would be valid after the fact.